The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, please go online to devilradio927.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
We got a fine guest. He stuck around. Former U.S. attorney and our good friend, James Santel. Hopefully that's still a current good friend, Jim. I don't know when I've woken up this troubled. I saw the 5-4 ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court and effectively allowing this law to go into effect last night. And this seems very anti-democratic to me. This seems like ends justify the means. Let me ask you, I said earlier on one earlier show, we do this every day, so I say quite a few things, but I said on an earlier show, you know, before we start talking about rebalancing the court or packing the court, I got to see something really bad out of this court. Jim, I think I'm there. How about you, sir?
Yeah, I think we certainly, this is the clearest confirmation yet of the Trump restyled court, right? Plainly, as I indicated, as late as previous terms, John Roberts joined a narrow majority, but a narrow majority nonetheless, majority that did in fact, in a couple of other cases, there was a Louisiana law that likewise imposed limitations on the access for women to get abortions. It required doctors to admit patients only at a certain hospital where they're licensed to do that. There were all kinds of things that the folks were out there challenging Roe versus Wade on with regard to procedure and process. And again, the Supreme Court always said, no, those restrictions on your capacity, your access to abortion, that we're not going to allow. Roberts joined with the majority, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We now have a different court. And so recognizing that, this is the full frontal attack that, again, I mentioned Dobbs before the break. This is going back to Harry Blackmun saying, no, your basic understanding, your basic codification of the right itself is going to be addressed here. And I think you're right to say that we have, this is, not only a significant, hugely significant opinion, but it signals a change in the very direction of the court itself. And again, it doesn't bode well for the decision in Dobbs coming up at some point in this year. It does renew notions again about what is the size of our Supreme Court. The president has commissioned a group to take a look at that to determine whether or not the federal courts should be restyled in some fashion. This is the kind of thing that does it, especially when, as you say, the Supreme Court courts should not generally be responsive to polls, but we know well that the great majority of Americans support privacy rights and with varying degrees, some limitations here and there on Roe versus Wade. It is not a majority of the United States population that supports reversing Roe versus Wade and sending this back to states like Texas and saying, you know what, you want to prohibit abortion, period. And note also in Texas, the law does not carve out any exceptions for incest and for rape. That's horrific. That's horrific. That's going back even before Roe versus Wade. Again, if this happens down the road, Dobbs, other cases like this, gives carte blanche legislatures around the country to enact what we had before 1973, which was prohibitions on abortion, period, and all the bad things that happened with that.
Well, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem already in a race to see if she can roll out a harsher anti-abortion law than the one that's now in effect in Texas. Jim, what about a federal legislative remedy? We see that Nancy Pelosi has rolled out codifying Roe v. Wade, and I suspect the House will pass that, and then it's going to come to the U.S. Senate. Jim, I think it goes to die a legislative death there unless we somehow eliminate the filibuster.
Right. Like all these things, again, it goes into an inbox there that may even get a vote, but we're not going to survive the filibuster mechanism there. It joins all the other legislation there, including the voting rights legislation, right? All those other things, VAWA, all those other matters that cannot get passed absent 60 votes in the Senate. And so while procedurally, yes, the Senate, like it can, it can overrule the recent case of the Supreme Court, Brnovich and Shelby County, that basically eviscerated the Voting Rights Act, and we no longer have a Voting Rights Act in this country. The Congress can in fact enact legislation to do those kinds of fixes, is what they're called, but they've got to do it by voting. And if they don't have the votes to do that, you're not going to be successful here and in other cases of remedying decisions by the Supreme Court.
James Santel, former U.S. attorney, a couple other topics I want to get your opinion on. The House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, put out a tweet pushing back on the January 6th Commission, who have, you know, put out asks, let's call them, not subpoenas, asks for Google, Microsoft, all the major cell phone companies to preserve their records of, you know, members of Congress and lots of folks, including perhaps the president and his family and close staff. In McCarthy's statement, he said that if the companies comply with the order to turn over private information, they are in violation of federal law and subject to losing their ability to operate in the United States. One, is that a threat? Two, is that obstruction? And three, is there an actual federal law that he references that you're aware of?
Yes, yes, and no. To answer the question, uncharacteristically Santel fashion. Again, to the extent that our hair is on fire today, as it often is, it should be about this, pluck out that piece right in the middle. Is it a threat? Sure it is, with a small t. My response to that, in response to many other people, is this is obstruction of justice. And what, it's been 17 and a half minutes since I made reference to the Mueller report. These are the kinds of things that Bob Mueller identified that our former president did by doing what? Intimidating witnesses, telling people not to cooperate. And if they do, consequences will happen. This is obstruction of justice. And we have to include Marjorie Taylor Greene in that as well, when she says, I'm going to shut you down legislatively if you cooperate with a legitimate purpose, investigative purpose. That's obstruction of justice. That's a criminal act. Our hair should be on fire about this too.
I got no hair left, Jim Santel. It all burnt off. Jim Santel, our good friend, former U.S. attorney, fine guest and reference and resource and cannoli guy. Jim, thanks for coming around again on this Thursday that feels a lot like a Friday. We'll catch up real soon, I suspect.
Thank you, Jim.
Looking forward to our next discussion, gentlemen. Thank you.
Come back. More Devils. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Said if you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you?
I didn't say that very artfully.
Hell yeah, I would.